Morning to all. Yeah. Don't you find it hard to realize that another year has almost slipped away, but this is the case, and we're reminded that the Christmas season is on the way. I'm so glad the coming of Christ Jesus the Lord is ever new. Through the solemn midnight ringing, follow the sweet triumphant singing of the choir of God. Hear the message they're bringing, hear the answering song upspringing from the echoing stars. Blessed voice of God's own angels, echoing word of his evangels, hark, they fall again. Balm for wounds and peace for anguish, rest for souls that toil in languish. Peace, goodwill to men. From the sad earth-stricken places, lift the tear-worn, furrowed faces, Christ the Lord is born. Born to bear our cross and sadness, born to change our gloom to gladness, bring our night to morn. The subject for our broadcast today is learning to trust God for all things. It is one thing to say that we trust God, and quite another to feel assuredly that all things work together for good to them that love God. Let me introduce this thought with a verse from Isaiah 54:7. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. First, remember that God has a church, a people, all for himself. There have been times when this church was in the wilderness and hardly discernible, but it has always been since Christ purchased it. Now, in this evening time, as the prophecy has declared, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Zechariah 14:7. Now, as individual members in the family of God, the Lord desires that we grow strong in him and stand for the truth. There's a wonderful lesson in the text. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. There are times we feel forsaken and all alone, but even these experiences are for our good. The picture is that of a fine mother or father teaching their child to walk. First, the child is asked to stand alone. After some patient effort, the child stands for the first time entirely alone. What a thrill to the mother. She's overjoyed and doesn't hesitate to tell it when the opportunity arises. Then one day, she withdraws a short distance and holds out her hands, appealing to the child, "Come to mother." The child wants to come, but scarcely dares to make the attempt. Mother slips back a little further, still coaxing. Finally, the child lifts its foot to come, but its little muscles are not strong enough, and the little one begins to fall. Does the mother let the baby bump? No, indeed. In an instant, those loving arms have caught up that child and pressed it to her heart in tender affection. But the time must come, even after failure, when the child learns to walk alone. So, when we are seemingly alone in danger, the Father is near. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them, Psalms 34:7. But remember, it requires storm for the tree to take root and become strong. The root system must develop if it supports great branches. The terrific storm strike. It twists, turns, wrenches, and at times is almost torn from the ground. If the tree could speak, think of the complaining it would do. But would nature listen and cease the storm process? I'm afraid not. On and on the storm almost bends it double. What can such seeming cruel treatment mean? Is that love? But wait. About all the tree, the soil is loosened. Great cracks are opened up down into the ground. Deep wounds, they might appear to the inexperienced. The rain now comes in with its gentle ministry. The wounds fill up. The moisture reaches deep, even to the utmost roots. The sun again shines. New and vigorous life bursts forth. The roots go deeper, ever deeper. The branches shoot forth. Now and again, someone might hear something snap. It is the expansion of the bark of the tree. It is growing into a giant. It is rooting down. Oh, learn one truth in all its fair completeness. A sorrow's crown of thorns, if worn aright, with calm humility and patient sweetness, becomes a crown of light. Each suffering heart, by hope most unbefriended, should feel that if its faith to God be given, when love and fortitude are closest blended, it then is nearest heaven. In winter there are no roses blooming in the deserted, wind-swept, snow-covered garden, nor in summer do crystal snowflakes fly. Each season has its own work, its own beauty, and by hands of another season this work cannot be done, this beauty cannot be breathed. And so a man's life, each season has its own duties and its own joy, and if they are not laid hold of, no other season can make up the loss. They're gone down the dim, untraversed river of forever. Each day, indeed, has its own duty, its own smile, its own tear, its own heartthrob. If only it be lived one day at a time, life would be fuller and richer, and the clusters of blessedness hanging from the boughs of each day would proclaim life every season to have brought well and to deserve well for what lies before. Alas, that we let the burdening tomorrows crush our energy and strength for today. Give your today a chance, my brother. Give it only its own work to do, and evening will find you happy over the beauty and faithfulness that smiles up to you from the well-done duties. And the eternal tomorrow will meet you with kisses of tenderness, not with wounding blows. Another stirring scripture is found in Deuteronomy 32, 11, 12. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Think now of the mighty eagles which build their nest in the rocks of the mountains. It might seem strange to us the way in which they proceed to build their nest. She selects sharp thorns and weaves them into the structure. Deep within the framework she places them. Thorn for a nest? How strange! Then grass, thread, hair, feathers, and mud is added. This makes a soft, downy place for her young. A pair of eaglets find themselves in this wonderful place with about half enough feathers to cover their tender flesh. But father bird and mother bird keeps busy on the search for food. The eaglets have but to open their hungry mouths, and parent birds simply supply them. We might say they are sitting pretty, or they have it made. Everything is lovely. The eaglets grow and grow and fill the nest. But one day, the mother eagle seems to get a grouchy spell. Her feathers stiffen up, her wings spread. She seems upset. Then the storm breaks for the little eaglets, and the mother tears into that nest and upheaves it so much that the thorns are sticking up so that there's no place of comfort for the eaglets. They try to find that comfortable place, but a thorn sticks them here and another there, a gouge here and a terrible sharp jab there. What can it mean? How cruel! There is but one thing for the eaglets to do, climb out and up. So, out of the nest they climb and perch on the edge of the nest. They look about and wonder what it is all about. What a cruel, harsh world. They get more food. Father bird and mother bird are faithful to provide. The eaglets grow and grow. Again, the mother eaglet takes a mysterious spell. This time she knocks one of the eaglets out of the nest. He screams and calls and tries to use his untried wings, but in vain. He is falling. It is terrible. How unspeakably cruel. Just as he's about to...